Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Welcome into the program of Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Katie Erickson, filling in for Jason DeZurich, and I thank you so much for joining us. We are going to be talking about spending time with God tonight and kind of how we go about doing that, why is it so important, and just what is this all about? So please stay with us here. We will be back in just a bit. Welcome into Do Not Keep Silent. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Katie Erickson. Normally, you'd be hearing Jason DeZurich right now, but he is actually at a speaking engagement, so he was unable to be here. So you get to listen to me, but not only me. I have my good friend Amy Samuels in the studio tonight. How you doing, Amy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm so glad you are here. And we are going to be talking about just spending time with God. And, you know, why is that importance? So Amy, just why is that important to you, and how did you get to this point of wanting to spend time with God?
When I first moved to Kentucky, I was a stay-at-home mom who had children that were in school all day. So I was a stay-at-home mom with no kids at home. And so I decided that I wanted to pour myself into service. And I thought, God, I've got 7.5 hours in a day that I can serve you. And so I would go out and I was trying to find all these ministries that I could pour myself into. But a strange thing happened and doors started to close instead of open. And I thought that was sort of weird. So I kind of equate it to like a spinning top. It was like a spinning top. I would like spin and I think, oh, that's what God wants me to do. And I would spin off in that direction. And then I would like have a closed door. So I would kind of like fall down, but then I'd pick myself back up and like, oh, I know what he wants me to do now. And I'd spin off in a whole nother direction. And so this went on for some time, but then I became a little frustrated and a little worn down. And so unfortunately, it took all that to get me to the place to say, what do you want me to do, God? Mm-hmm. And I felt like what he said to me was, be still and know that I am God, which is Psalm 46:10.
Exactly. And Psalm 46 is one of my favorite psalms in the Bible. And I do have my favorite verse in that psalm is Psalm 46:10, where, you know, it says, be still, know that I am God. And we hear that pretty often. I mean, that's a pretty common phrase, you know, that you hear like in, you know, church and stuff like that. And people quote that. And but the cool thing is I've studied the original Hebrew language, and there is a much deeper meaning there in the original Hebrew. And, you know, if I was to kind of translate it sort of conversationally, it would say, stop what you're doing and get to know me intimately. And that's what God is telling us to do. And when he says, stop what you're doing, that's not just a suggestion. That's actually a command. You know, this is not just a suggestion from God. He is saying, no, seriously, stop what you're doing. Get rid of all the distractions in your life, at least for a time, and just focus on God. And, you know, when he says, be still and know that I am God, that word for know is the most intimate kind of knowing. It's not just like, oh, yeah, I know 2 + 2 = 4. No, it's really getting to know who God is and what his love is like, what his character is like. And that is what he's telling us to do. But the problem is, when we're distracted by all sorts of things in life, that's just not going to happen. You know, how many times do you sit down to pray and you're like, okay, now I'm going to focus on God. And then your phone buzzes and you get a text message and, okay, well, I'll focus right after that one thing. And that may just keep going, you know, and we need to learn to just spend time in the quiet, spend time being comfortable with God, you know, because there are always plenty of good ways to serve God. There's always something we could do. You know, maybe great causes, you know, many opportunities to say yes. But Amy, should we always say yes to everything?
I think no.
Yes.
I think that, yeah, there's always something good. There's always great causes. There's many opportunities to serve God. And like you've said before, you know, people, it's hard to say no because you mm-hmm. know you have the abilities to serve in mm-hmm. that manner, and you know that it's a good thing. And so we want to be able to do that. But for me, I've had to learn to prayerfully consider each opportunity, because what happens is if I have a hard time saying no to things, then I say yes to everything, and then I'm no good at anything because I'm overbooked.
Yeah, exactly. And that can happen so easily, that our schedules get too full of maybe it's not places to go, but maybe you have, you know, a whole bunch of kids at home you're taking care of, or, you know, you have all sorts of other duties. Maybe you have a full-time job. Maybe you have multiple jobs just to make ends meet. And our lives just get so full of all that we sometimes just let God kind of fall off and not be in our schedule anymore. So it is important for us to make this quiet time with God, but it's not going to happen if we don't make it a priority in our lives. If we just wait until life stops to spend time with God, I'm not sure many of us would ever get there. I know for me in particular, I have a pretty busy schedule, and a lot of the things I do are actually related to God in some way. I mean, I do have a full-time job working as an engineer, but beyond that, this particular ministry for this radio show, Worldview Warriors, we publish a blog post almost every day of the week, and I do write some of those. I edit all of them, and there's many things I do for that and helping with this radio program. There's a ministry for mentoring teenage girls that I'm involved in. I mean, I do editing. There's a list. It's a really long list, and I won't bore you with that. But the fact of the matter is, if I just waited till all the other stuff of life stopped and then said, okay, God, now I'll spend time with you, I don't think I'd ever get to that day. It's so important to make it a priority in your life to spend time with God, that that's what we have to do. If it's important to you, if you are a Christ follower, you should want to spend time with him, because you can't get to know somebody without spending time with them, right?
Absolutely. And I think the more time that we spend with God and the more we get to know him, the more we become accustomed to spending that time with him, and we mm-hmm. more comfortable and we enjoy that time and look forward to that time, mm-hmm. you know, instead of, it took me a while to become comfortable in the quiet. I have to admit, that's where I learned that phrase.
Were you uncomfortable in the quiet for a while?
I was uncomfortable because it was hard for me to just sit quietly because, mm-hmm. You know, it was like I'd get up in the morning and I might have the radio on, which we love radio. We're not.
Yes, radio
nothing,
is a good thing.
Nothing wrong with radio. But, you know, I would go from radio to maybe a TV show, then maybe to a phone call, then maybe to the radio in my car. It mm-hmm. seemed like I was constantly bombarded with noise.
Yeah.
And so when I started to become comfortable in the quiet with God, it kind of took me some time to actually adjust to just sitting quietly for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know I have that same problem, because again, it's like from the moment I get up, it's like, okay, what am I doing with my day? What do I got to do? What do I get ready for? You know, even just from the moment I get up.
Absolutely.
And it's really hard to sometimes turn all that off. And I find I sometimes get distracted when I'm in the quiet, because my brain just starts wandering and I'm like, oh, wait, I got to do this later. Not right now, but I got to do it later. Oh, and I'm going to forget that. So, you know, my brain keeps going.
I think it's John Maxwell that has a great solution for that. Mm-hmm. He says to keep a separate notepad off to the side. And so mm-hmm. when those little thoughts interject, mm-hmm. you know they're important. So you just jot them down. And that yep. way you stop thinking about it and you can refocus on God.
Yeah. And that is actually exactly what I do.
Good.
Yep. It's like you're reading my mind. And that's really just a great way to, you know, just to keep our focus on God. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take a short break for a fast cast here, and we'll be back in a little bit to talk about more practical ways that we can just get used to spending time with God and just how we can kind of go about this.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fast Cast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
In a recent blog post by Steve Reisner titled, Let's Be Honest About What Science Is, he writes the following. The origin of nature could not have occurred via natural processes, since natural processes only exist in nature. If it is true that everything which has a beginning requires a cause, and science has told us the universe and therefore nature had a beginning, it also had a cause. Friends, if everything has a cause, if you go back far enough to the beginning of time, something must have initiated everything. This, by definition, is outside the scope of naturalism. Something had to start it all. Nature, by definition, could not have originated via natural processes, because natural processes only exist in nature.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Welcome back in to Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Katie Erickson, sitting in with Amy Samuels. And we have been talking about spending time with God and just being quiet with God. And we've realized that that is important. We do have to spend time with God in order to get to know Him. But you may be saying, all right, that's good. So, you know, we know that we need to make time for God in our lives. But okay, once we've made that time, okay, so I've got this time blocked out. What do I do? Do I just sit there? You know, how do I do this? So, Amy, share with us, what do you do?
Well, what I do is I like to find a comfortable place to meet with God. I have sort of a comfortable chair. For me, it has to be quiet. Sometimes I usher myself into that time with worship music. But then once I am ready to focus on my Bible reading and my actual prayer time, I switch to instrumental music if I have any music on at all, because I tend to want to listen to the words of the song. And then that also can be distracting, even if it's a Christian song.
Yeah, interestingly, Christian music can actually take us away from spending time with God.
Yes.
Not always, because I do enjoy my Christian music.
Oh, me too.
But when we're trying to be quiet, anything can become a distraction.
Absolutely. So, but I like to have a basket next to my comfortable chair. And in that basket, I have like a Bible. I have my journal, a devotional, if I'm doing a devotional, my glasses, pens, anything I need. Because for me, if I were, say, to sit down and get ready to do my Bible study and I think, oh, shoot, I forgot a pen, then I might get up to go get the pen. And then I think, oh, well, my coffee needs reheated and the dog needs to go out and I need to put a load of laundry in. And before I know it, I might have just worked through my entire quiet time with God.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's important to have those supplies ready when I start. That way I can just sit in my comfortable place, focus on God, do some Bible reading. I usually do some prayer journaling in that time.
What exactly is prayer journaling?
For me, prayer journaling is journaling my prayers.
Well, that was pretty simple.
I like to write my prayers out. Sometimes I will follow an acronym for the word pray, which is praise God, repentance, another, and yourself. And that's just an outline. Obviously, you know, your prayers to God are your prayers. But if you want to follow an outline, because in a journal, sometimes you find that there are days that you don't know what to pray or how to get started.
Right.
And so that's just an easy outline to kind of, and I really like that order because you start out praising God and then you're laying any sin down at His feet that you might have. And then another before yourself. I like that order.
Yes. Yeah. And focus on others before we focus on all of my needs.
Absolutely. And then in journaling, also, you can jot down little things about your day. And that's where all those prayer requests fit in.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that if I have the people written in my journal, like the day before, I don't forget to pray for those people. So I can continue to pray for them. Also in journaling, you can see like answers to prayers and you can see your progress in your faith walk. So I like, I have a lot I could say about journaling, but that's for another conversation, I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah, probably. No, that's how Amy does it, but that may not work for you. You know, for example, my quiet time with God happens in different ways, all sorts of ways, actually. But on a daily basis, it typically happens during my breakfast time in the morning. You know, and I know it kind of sounds like multitasking, but, you know, I can eat a granola bar while I'm reading the Bible. It does work. So I typically read a passage in scripture, read a devotional book, spend time in prayer, that kind of thing. Actually, for the last, I'm not even sure how long, I've been reading through a version of the Bible called The Story. And it's been interesting, very interesting, because they take the whole Bible and they kind of cut pieces out. Like, it's not the full text of scripture, but they sort of fill it in with like, okay, here's what happened, you know, a little summary paragraph, and then they move on to the next piece. So it's been interesting to kind of see like what's in, what's out, but they kind of look at all of scripture as just one big story, which it is, because the entire thing of scripture is the story of how God loves us. You know, God created mankind because He loves us, and then He, you know, mankind fell, but then God redeemed us through Jesus, and just how that all plays out. So I've been reading that during my quiet time. I actually just finished it this last week, so I'm working on another devotional book, something else to read. But quiet time for me and spending time with God also happens at other moments throughout the day. For example, you know, I may be taking a little break from my work duties, see that, oh, somebody has a prayer request, or somebody texts me and says, oh my gosh, please pray for this. And then I'll just stop what I'm doing and just pray for a few minutes, because that is what's important. Yes, doing what I need to do at work is of course important, but praying can sometimes be even more so.
Yes.
And even for me, quiet time with God also happens in a group context. Like, for example, I'm part of a small group Bible study. And when we meet, we share, you know, what God is doing in our lives or needs or requests, you know, things like that. And then we will just pray together. And oftentimes we may just have a time of silence during that prayer. And at first, it can kind of be uncomfortable. But then when I focus more on God and not like, oh, well, what is so-and-so thinking or what are they doing? And, you know, when you just focus on God, that quiet time is just a great time to connect with him. Even just one-on-one while I'm in the midst of a group setting. It's just, it's amazing, you know, how God works in that. Or even just, you know, I'm at, say, a Worldview Warriors meeting, you know, for all of our blogging team, and we have prayer. And it's just, it's a great way to connect with God in that time. So my quiet time with God tends to be less scheduled at a certain time, but more about kind of as it fits into the daily activities. You know, it's not just, okay, check that off the to-do list, I'm done with my God time for the day. It doesn't work like that, because all time is God's time, absolutely, quite honestly. So the question is, though, what is crowding God out of your life? If you have a hard time fitting him in, you know, if you're saying, okay, well, I got to do this, no time left for God, now what? Well, I think we need to take a good look at your life and figure out what's crowding God out of it.
Yes, when I first realized how much time I was spending, like, watching TV or on the computer, on my phone, compared to the time that I was spending with God, I was shocked. The numerous hours spent mindlessly watching TV or on my phone compared to the 15 minutes to a half an hour I was spending with God at that time,
mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe how different it was. And I was spending hours and hours of filling myself with mental junk that added no value to my life. Mm-hmm. And then I wondered why I didn't have any peace or joy or hope, because I was mindlessly filling myself with the world, mm-hmm. and I didn't even realize.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's important to take that good look at your life, you know, and see what's going on. You know, how are you spending your time? And it can be a real eye-opening thing.
Yes, that's true. When we take a good look at our spiritual lives and calendars, we can see that most of our days are spent running from one activity to another, rarely taking time to rest in God's presence. In John 15:5, it says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. It is important that we learn to be comfortable in the quiet with God, spending time in the Word, in prayer, and quietly listening. You can't pour water out of an empty pitcher, and you can't pour living water into the lives around you if you are an empty vessel. We need to take time to fill ourselves so we can minister and serve others.
Exactly. So are you taking that time in your life? Are you really allowing God to fill you up so then you can pour out His love to the people around you? Think about that. We're going to have a little fast cast here, and we'll be back in a minute.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fast Cast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
It's been said many times that creation is not scientific because it has as part of its core a creator, a supernatural being which forces the idea out of the realms of science. Is this true? Is science only concerned with supernatural processes? What if secular scientists are shutting their ears to truth simply because it leads to a spiritual place? We're all familiar with the mainstream's attempts at silencing creation theory and anyone that seems to remotely support it. What if the only way to explain the universe and life is the very thing that they have decided ahead of time is not true? Go read our blog post, Let's Be Honest About What Science Is, written by Steve Reisner.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
And thank you for joining us tonight on Do Not Keep Silent. Amy Samuels and I have been talking about being comfortable in the quiet. And by the way, I'm Katie Erickson, if you didn't catch that earlier. And we've just been talking about the importance of spending time with God. And we both shared kind of how we do that. But, you know, you may say, well, maybe I just don't know how to do that. Maybe our methods don't work for you, because obviously we all have different lives. So Amy has a friend named Teresa Wright.
Yes.
Who, she has a little story for us about that.
Yeah. When I lived in Kentucky, Teresa came up to me one time and she said, can you tell me how that you have quiet time with God? And so I tried to explain that to her, and she said, well, can I join you? And so at first I thought, well, if you're with me, how is that my quiet time with God?
Yeah, exactly. Because then you'd be focused on her potentially and not just on you and God time. So
yes. So I decided to pray about what was she really asking me. Mm-hmm. And so Teresa's life at that time was very, very busy. She was a very, very popular real estate agent. And so her phone rang constantly. And she was also going through a difficult time in her personal life. And so as I prayed about this, what I realized was is that Teresa was asking me to help her find a sanctuary with God. Mm-hmm. How did she find and carve that out of her busy life? And so what we did was I went to her house and met with her for several, like once a week for several weeks. And we would just try to get her to be able to find a quietness and just kind of shut off the noises of the world. And so I thought it was really neat, though, because it took me a while to think, you know, what is she really asking? But in her busy life, she was having a hard time finding that quiet sanctuary with God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think there's probably many of us who are having that same kind of struggle. You know, of how do we, you know, maybe do we need to drop another responsibility so we have more time? And, you know, and Amy, I just think it was great that you were available for her, you know, that you were almost a servant of availability.
Well, you know, God taught me that in my quiet time, because mm-hmm. I was trying to be so busy, and I really equated importance to busyness.
Yeah, and that's not always the case.
It isn't always the case, and it wasn't for me, because mm-hmm. What I found that is, if a servant of availability is someone who is available to serve others, they have time and they're willing to serve others in this way. So if your schedule's too busy and you don't have a spare 15 minutes or mm-hmm. half an hour in the day because you're booked, then you wouldn't be able to do some of these other things that come up. Do you find that sometimes you're too busy to take a phone call from a friend,
mm-hmm.
you know, who's really having a difficult time and they need to discuss something?
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe you have an elderly neighbor who needs to go to the grocery store, you know, mm-hmm. but you don't have time. You want to serve and mm-hmm. you want to take them, but you just don't have that time. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to encourage the listeners to take time and consider your schedule and look at the calendar and see if you, you know, how are you spending that quiet time soaking up God's presence, reading the Bible and in prayer? But also, do you have time that if someone needed you, that you could bake them a casserole or take food to their house or, you know, help them with an errand?
Or even help them to find their quiet time with God,
absolutely.
Like you did with your friend.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because it can be very hard to really balance everything we have going on in life. And you may be sitting there going, oh my gosh, this is one more thing I need to put on my calendar. You know, now I got to add this quiet time with God too, because I'm feeling convicted and I feel like I'm supposed to do this. Well, yes, but you also need to approach it with the right attitude. And we shouldn't approach it with the attitude of, okay, I have to do this, so then I can just check it off my to-do list and get on with my day. That's not the way we need to do this. We should be approaching quiet time with God and spending time with Him because we love Him.
Absolutely.
I mean, think of a good friend that you have. Do you spend time with them just because you have to? I'm thinking probably not. I'm thinking it's because you want to. And if not, then, well, they're probably not as good of a friend as you thought they were,
right,
if you don't like spending time with them. And we have the amazing opportunity to spend time with the creator of the universe. That's pretty mind-blowing when you think of it. That not just that we want to spend time with Him, but that He wants to spend time with us. He's shown us that time and time again through His Word in the Bible and just through life experiences. So the God of all creation wants you to spend time with Him. That's how important this is and how much of a priority we need to make it in our lives. So, are you available for God? You may or may not be available for maybe other responsibilities or helping others. If you are, that's great. But, you know, we need to make a priority. Be available for God. And if we are available for God and we have the right motivation of spending time with Him because we want to get to know Him, because you have to spend time with someone in order to get to know them. You know, even if, you know, if you have, say, a friend you've never met in person, maybe you met them on Facebook or online, but you still spend time emailing or texting or chatting online, you know, there's still time spent with them. And we need to do that with God. He wants us to get to know Him more. And we do that only by spending time with Him. And that's why this is so important. And we can't just spend time with Him by, you know, okay, well, I'm going to kind of read my Bible, but I'm also going to be, like, texting a friend at the same time. You know, we can't really do that. We need to cut out all the noise, all the distractions in our lives. And that can be tough, even for a short time. You know, you may feel like, but I can't turn my cell phone off. It's like my right arm, and I'd lose it. I'd really miss it. But you know what? You can. You know, when Jesus was here on earth, they didn't have cell phones, but you know what? They still had distractions. And we see in Scripture that Jesus would go off to a solitary place to pray and just to spend time with the Father. And we are called to do that very same thing. It's just so important in our lives.
I feel like it's sort of a refueling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sort of like so much of our lives requires to pour out, and pouring into our jobs or our families, mm-hmm. and we're giving. And this is a time where we can kind of sit and have peace and be refueled and get the strength that we need to go do these other things.
Exactly.
And really, it's not, like you said before, not just like routine, something we check off our list, but it's more like relationship.
Exactly.
It's building that intimate relationship with God. And, you know, yes, you might do it at the same time every day, but maybe you'll mix it up so that it's not constantly the same.
Yeah, and I'll do little things different,
yeah.
You know, just to kind of do that. But
keep it fresh.
Exactly, yeah. So it's just so important, listeners, that we just spend time with God every day and just make that a priority in our lives. And there's lots of ways you can do that. Some of them we've been talking about tonight, and I'm sure you can probably come up with plenty of others. Another way you can do that is every day we here at Worldview Warriors publish a blog post. So you can find those at worldviewwarriors.org, and maybe that can kind of guide your thoughts, your God time for the day. So I just thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Amy, for being on the show with us tonight.
Thank you for the opportunity. It's been a great night.
Definitely. All right. And we just thank you for listening, and we will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.